Hello, I'm Noah Smith, and I'm here with my friend Jasmine.
I'm the Jazz of the Jasmine.
Yes, and we are here on this Friday afternoon, and this is our podcast.
Yeah.
Ginger and Jazz.
If you don't know, Noah has red hair, so...
I am the ginger, unfortunately. And it's a very nice day outside.
It is. It is a really good day. Should we go into the details of what it took to get us here?
It was a struggle. We had to find a dongle.
We did. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what a dongle is.
That is true. You know, like the headphone adapter thing.
So we went to, what is that, Family Dollar?
Family Dollar, yeah.
And there was no dongle in sight. So then we went to Giant Eagle and got some weird looks.
That is true. That is true.
Noah made me, I mean Ginger.
please don't call me that. Please, it's just a title. It's just in the title. I don't like that as a nickname.
Made me drive all the way to Walmart to get one.
That is true. Unfortunately, I cannot drive right now, so.
And then we drove in circles to find this nice spot, but it was worth it.
It is a nice spot. Yeah. We are on a body of water, not in a boat, but we are dangling our feet.
Hey, they don't know that. We could be in a boat.
I don't have boat money. Why do you think we're making a podcast? Like, to get boat money. So
there's a boat for sale right there.
Let's go ask them how much they want for it.
I think there's a sign. Well, donate to the boat.
The boat fund.
Yeah, the boat fund.
Yes, we need our boat. Go so we me. Can Ginger and Jazz on a boat.
That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
Where would we go?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
New body of water every podcast.
That'd be really cool.
Yes.
We're going to try to find different places. Noah said he wants to do a podcast in Home Depot.
I did say that.
And I just want to know a little bit more about that.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, something about Home Depot is very, like, no pun intended, but very homey. Like, you're by all the essentials of a home. Like, you're by the paint cans, you're by the materials, the wood, the flooring, the lights. You ever seen all the lights in Home Depot? They're so interesting.
So lighty. Yeah, I'm not following the vision.
When's the last time you've been in Home Depot?
You got me there. It's been some time.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I feel like it would be very echoey in there. Isn't it like a big building tall?
There's like always like five people in there max. Like, and they're all old too, so it's gonna be, they're not gonna know like rowdy teenagers or anything. Let us know if you want to hear a podcast episode in Home Depot.
Don't do
that. You can find our Instagram, us on Instagram, Ginger and Jazz. It's the name of our podcast. It's also on Instagram.
Yeah.
And we're going to outsource this on Spotify and YouTube. Maybe do Apple Podcasts and stuff like that.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
As many platforms as possible.
For sure.
I prefer my podcast on YouTube, so I think that would be a nice...
For sure. And we who knows? We might get to comfortable enough to the point where we do like a little camera setup and stuff like that.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
Yeah, everyone can appreciate this background we have.
Yes.
But this isn't Noah's first podcast, apparently.
Oh, boy.
I found
boy.
Out, you know.
That is true.
And I'm apparently sloppy fifths. So let's hear the concepts behind the rest of these.
I feel like every friendship I have, we eventually get close enough to the point where we enter the podcast phase. And, you know, like, I feel comfortable enough with Jasmine to start a podcast with her. And here we are. So.
But apparently that's not very special.
I think it is. I mean, people I've made podcast. I've always had a special connection with my co-hosts. And, you know, it just turns out that they're not willing to put in the work as me, you know? Like, they just don't, you know... Not as much podcast enthusiast as I am. So, you know, just trying to find that equal equal partner who is willing to talk for an hour.
That's fair.
Is something that's a little bit hard to find sometimes.
And I feel like when we talk, it goes on for hours.
It definitely can.
And at the end of our conversations, I usually think, I really wish we recorded that to see how we derailed so far.
It's gonna go down fast. Yeah. It's gonna go down very fast.
We have really good conversations, though. I feel like we have pretty healing ones.
Yes, well. Yes. This is, I don't know a good way to describe what this podcast is going to be like. I want to incorporate some of my other podcasts and talk about, like, what's going on in entertainment and media and stuff like that. And also just, but, you know, also keep it grounded and just talk about how we're doing and how we're feeling and, like, life. In general and stuff like that. So you're going to experience a little bit of everything listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I don't really have much interest in the points that we have today. But I think there's kind of a beauty behind that too. Because you kind of get to, you know, teach me about the things that you enjoy.
We both
them to the listeners.
We both get to talk about what we enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be an interesting little peanut butter jelly sandwich. Like, think about that. Who invented the peanut butter jelly sandwich?
A genius,
like,
really.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, one of the most classic sandwiches of all time. But
can we talk about the peanut butter jelly hot dog that our friend had?
That is true.
Yeah.
Did he say that he liked it?
He didn't want to admit that he didn't enjoy it. But there's this hot dog place that we went to, and they only sell hot dogs, right? It's only hot dogs.
I think they sold, like, bags of pretzels and popcorn and stuff like that, too. It doubles as a bar as well. And they have, like, plenty of board games there. Pretty fun spot.
The games replace the walls.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Did we have to pay extra for the board games?
$5, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, you can put whatever you want on these hot dogs. And I'm thinking about what I want. I've been, like, planning it since
your hot dog combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ever since John got that peanut butter jelly one, I feel like I can't not try it. But he didn't look very happy afterwards. There was, like, peanut butter jelly and then also peanuts sprinkled on top.
The peanuts, right? I don't remember peanuts being sprinkled on top.
I don't know if I like the crunch. I don't know if I want my hot dog to be crunchy.
That does sound very interesting.
What
I don't know.
You had just the basic mozzarella pizza?
That's basic to you? That's basic to you?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty basic hot dog.
Oh, have you had, like, pepperoni and cheese on your hot dogs before? Like,
we're not getting into that.
Okay.
I don't eat pepperoni or cheese.
Is this the time where we tell the audience?
Oh, the hate begins.
I'm sorry.
I'm vegan.
Yes.
What's a vegan?
What's a vegan? My food eats what your food eats.
All right, that's enough.
No, I think it's very cool that you're vegan.
Thank you, Noah.
Yes.
I appreciate that you support my veganism.
Yes.
But it's not always easy with you.
I like to joke a lot.
Yeah.
You have to when you have a vegan friend. I feel like that's mandatory.
That's just,
I make her cry every time.
Yeah, I have tears.
Yeah. Every time we're done hanging out, she goes home and she cries on her pillow.
I'm so happy in the beginning, and then it just goes downhill.
Yeah. I can see, like, all the thoughts, like, still in your brain. Like, every vegan joke I've made is probably still in there.
Well, the ones that you make aren't original.
You've heard them a bunch of times.
Yeah. And it's mostly just the, what's a vegan? ones that people have said to me.
I try to go easy mode.
Yeah.
I
feel like you are pretty gentle with me.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that.
Give us some top three vegan meals that you like, or just, like, food items.
Okay. I have to go with Maya Willis black beans.
Okay.
She makes the best beans.
Hot or cold?
It's hot.
Okay.
They're black beans with onions, garlic, and green peppers. But the, you know, you can prepare a dish to a tea, but the love that she puts into it, I truly think makes the beans taste better.
Are they sweet?
No.
No. Spicy?
No. She doesn't really like spicy food. But sometimes I like to add like cayenne pepper in there.
So make it a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy... What else? Oh, I love Thai food.
Okay.
That restaurant we went to.
Yes.
It's some of my favorite food.
Like the noodles and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pho noodles, and I love curry dishes. Those are my three right there.
Those are like three foods that I've probably ate once in my lifetime. Yeah.
Let's get into that, Noah. Noah only orders food from the kids' menu. It's either
that's not a cheeseburger.
Or chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers are good. Chicken fingers are pretty good.
Okay, that's your whole diet.
That is mostly what consists inside my tummy.
Or
that
like
is
a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
That is very true. I work at Chick-fil-A, and so majority of stuff that I've ate this week is from Chick-fil-A.
That's awful.
It is not the best. Sometimes I feel like I gotta start packing lunches, because... My whole diet is pretty much chicken.
Do you feel like you sweat chicken from your pores?
That's really interesting. I know sometimes my family has like dogs and stuff, or I've been around dogs when I get off work, and they like totally sniff the chicken off of me.
Yeah.
Like they can, like they're so excited to see me, and I can't tell if it's because, you know, I'm a great guy, or if it's because they smell the chicken.
It's probably chicken.
It's probably the chicken. I'm not that great. It's us, you know, like, just...
With dogs.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like dogs, but...
Do you like dogs or cats more?
That's tough. I've never had a cat.
Okay. Do you like high maintenance or low maintenance pets?
Definitely low maintenance. I do like playful pets, though. Pets that are playful can be pretty fun. I think I like bigger dogs, too.
So not a cat? Cats aren't very playful. Not the ones that I've experienced.
They are chill, though. Some of them can be chill.
They're kind of just like that roommate that doesn't want you there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I've been around cats sometimes. I know one of my exes had a cat, mm-hmm. and that was a pretty fun experience.
Okay. It was a playful cat.
It was a rescue.
Aww.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool. And, I was just telling my other friend about this the other day, that I had said to her, like, if we ever broke up, that I would get the cat in the relationship. Like, you know, like, joking as, like, it was our kid or something. I never got the cat.
Look at the birds. They look like they're coming right at us. Yeah, I don't know how that would go in a relationship if you were to purchase a pet together. You'd have to do, like, shared custody.
Would you ever live with a partner before marriage?
I definitely think that's normal now, right?
Oh, no, it totally, especially in today's age. You know how hard it is to buy a place of your own?
That's true.
Every place, and I've learned
this.
No, like seriously, though. Like, I've learned through my mom, who's single, like, that even apartments are, like, designed for you to have a roommate mm-hmm. to live with. It's like crazy to think about.
It's either you're getting a loft or an apartment for two.
Seriously.
They're so expensive, but I don't know, I think...
And marriage in itself is expensive too, like...
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day. You know, the benefits of marriage tax-wise, but to my understanding, you lose money being married.
Really?
Yeah, because you qualify for a different governmental, like, funding when you're only making a certain amount of money. But if you're combining your salary, you're going to make less. Back to this partner question. I think I wouldn't want to marry somebody without knowing
what it's like to live with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like a different side of somebody is brought out that way.
Oh, for sure.
Do they keep the bathroom clean? How is the toilet seat situation?
Now, I think one of my partners had a decent idea with this. And I think we had wanted to do, like, an Airbnb together and see what that was like. Like, stay with each other at an Airbnb And you know, it's obviously like a house. And
yeah, for it. Are we back?
We are back. I'm so sorry. We found out that BandLab only records for 15 minutes max. And we got carried away and didn't notice. And we practically did a whole episode. And it wasn't that bad. We noticed pretty quickly.
Some technical difficulties. Some,
you know, it's going to happen with the first episode, but yeah. it's not going to be... I might have to keep tapping this the whole time. That's not fun.
We'll see.
We'll
try it out.
Yeah.
Can we talk about spooky season?
Let's talk about spooky... This is a great... I'm glad you brought that up. That is one of the things that I wanted to talk about that I did not put in my notes app.
It's my favorite.
It's here.
It is.
It's October.
It is here. I know. It doesn't feel like spooky season, though.
Not yet. I mean, it's still very nice out.
It is. And the leaves today, are least. Not red or changing or falling. They're bright green.
They are bright green.
Have you been to any haunted houses?
Over there.
Ooh, yeah, there is a red tree right there. Yep. There's one.
There is one.
It's a late bloomer, but she's coming.
She's coming in.
So have you? Have you been to any haunted houses or done anything
spooky? We did one last year.
No, I mean this year.
This year? No.
We did do one last year. Should we talk about that?
That was a very fun experience. Jasmine was very scared.
She gets so scared.
She actually fell down.
Yeah.
She's so dramatic.
No,
like.
That's genuinely my natural reaction. I love being scared. However, my body has an extreme reaction to it. I remember I was at Cedar Point one year. And we waited in line for 3 hours to get in this haunted house.
Oof.
At the end of the haunted
house. Was it
worth
it?
Well, no. But this experience, I think about weekly. So I had fell on my back, as one does when they get scared. And all of the actors came out and danced around me, clapping, going like, knock down, knock down. It was traumatic. It was an awful experience. I was terrified.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
sounds.
Clowns and like that sounds, organs that, hanging out of them.
That actually
dancing.
Sounds like something you would like dream of, and like people are dancing around you, like as you're crying on the floor.
Let's go again. I mean, like, I cannot wait.
I have not done Halloweekends before. For those who don't know.
Losers.
Sucks to be you. I mean, we're gonna gatekeep.
Imagine being you.
Yeah, seriously. No, but there is an amusement park known as Cedar Point, one of the biggest in the world.
They had the second tallest roller coaster until a bolt flew out and hit a girl in the face.
And they are making it again because America.
And a new one is coming next year.
They're making two next year.
That one looks amazing.
I've never
seen a roller coaster like that before.
It has like a little tilt. And you fall down. It suspends you in the air.
Blue.
It's blue.
Yay!
But one
Halloweekends.
Of the Halloweekends. Cedar Point's already great in its own right, but they also have Halloweekends, which I think is one of the very last things they do before they shut down for the year.
It is the last thing they do.
And it is supposed to be very extensive and very Halloween horror themed. And I think you've told me that they even scare you, like, when you're in line and stuff. Is that true?
Here's the title for this podcast. I peed my pants.
I peed my pants at Halloweekends. Yes. That is, I like that title.
So, they have a section that's fully based on being scared.
Yes.
So, people are jumping out at you, and they have actors who can slide on their stomachs at you. And they have things that spark, so there's flames. And I was walking towards the bathroom. I was two steps away from the line. And this guy slides on his belly at my feet, and sparks fly. Not like that, not in a good way. But
like,
sparks
are you talking like real sparks?
Yes,
or
like actual fire sparks.
From him?
Yes.
Like his fingertips or something?
Mm-hmm.
Actually?
Yes. Terrified.
How did he
me.
Do that?
And, you know, I urinated a little bit.
You tinkled.
Yeah. For some reason, I didn't know. I passed two bathrooms on the way to this specific one because I didn't realize
they
were right
sign.
There. it was a sign. I had to have this experience.
You had to pee at Halloweekends.
Yeah. And now we're here talking about it.
And now everyone gets to know that you peed at Halloweekends.
Honestly, what an honor.
Did he know? I think you told me, like, he knew. Like, he was like...
I think he was specifically haunting this area to scare people.
Scare the piss out of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a bet going on who can make someone pee first.
He won.
He did. He probably did win.
He won the bet.
I didn't say that I peed, and it wasn't very obvious. It wasn't a bunch, thankfully, but I definitely ran past the line and told everybody that it was...
Was it drooping down your leg?
I don't remember. It was probably 2-3 years ago.
I'm going to say this just because this podcast is going to be pretty unhinged.
Yeah,
this if you're not in for unhingedness, then this might not be the podcast for you. Like, we are calm people, but we have crazy stories.
We do. And I don't think we filtered ourselves.
This is pretty...
Other.
This is going to be very unfiltered.
Yeah.
Podcast. We want this very authentic. But, you know, like, I'd say me and Jasmine are both... So you get a better understanding of who we are. Like, we are calm individuals. Like, our personalities match pretty nicely, I think. But at the same time, there's been, you know, we're demons. Like, we're devils.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, there's been, like, some major, like, things that have happened to us. And mm-hmm. it's like, but we've, like, put a little angel bubble around it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah.
I tell people that we are very different. We have different opinions, but we have the same values. And I think that's what makes us great friends.
Exactly.
I feel like we're really good people. So.
Bouncing off of that subject, I just want to say I peed myself twice in middle school.
All right, let's hear it.
So, one of the things teachers did in middle school, and probably, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but one of the things, don't do it, don't. She was going to tear a leaf home into the microphone.
I'm sorry, continue.
Anyways, teachers did not want you using the bathroom in class.
I hope not.
What I mean is, like, going to the bathroom.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Like, they were very strict. And, you know, I think during my time, I'm a little bit older. So, like, during my time, I didn't really notice it as that much of a problem. But right now, I could see it being a problem. Like, a lot of people go to the bathroom to, like, vape. And, like, I've seen, like, my later high school years, I noticed that, like, you know, okay, like, holy crap, there's, like, a bunch of people in here. No one's going to the bathroom. Everyone's just... vaping.
Avoiding class
or, like, hitting a Juul or something. But, like, during my middle school years, I did not notice that. Mm-hmm. And so, like, why would they not let us go? Like, I gotta pee and you want me to, you gotta go in between classes. That's, like, abuse. Like, what's going on?
It is abuse, especially for people who have a period.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, to have to announce to the entire class that you need to change your pad or tampon... to the entire class just so you have the right to go to the bathroom is absurd.
Or just not being able to go. In my case, like, I wasn't... They're like, oh, sorry, you got to go in between classes. So I... Okay. And then I peed myself right here. I'm sorry.
So did
can't
you do
control it,
it because you were making a point? Or did you do it...
I couldn't control it.
Did you play it off like you were making a point afterwards?
It was a lot, too. I'm not going to lie. Well, at least one of the times it was a lot. And it was like, well, sorry, Charlie, but I have a lot of bladder in my tummy. Like, I got to go. I don't know. It was not...
Was it flowing down the chair?
It was going through my pants.
Okay.
It was
rough.
And
did everybody find out?
There definitely was, like, at least one or two people that knew.
Okay. Did you get to go home after that, though?
One of the times, I don't think I did. Because I think the first time, it was, like, the last period or something. So, like, I got to go home anyways.
Well, it's unfortunate. I feel like there should be better regulations with that.
Well, I think now they kind of need to enforce that rule. Just because, like, I feel like a lot of people do goof off in the bathroom.
Yeah, especially with I remember when I was in high school, there were kids smoking weed in the bathrooms, and one day they put a joint out in the trash can and it exploded. Like, the entire trash can caught on fire. So there definitely needs to be...
Oh my God.
I know. And it smelled like weed.
Did the fire department have to come?
Yes. Yes, they did.
They did?
They did, yeah.
Did they catch it early?
Well, the reason that they caught it was because the alarms were going off. So we all ran outside, and that's what they ended up finding was...
Did you think it was a fire drill?
I did. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Definitely. I have another pee story. Is that okay? Is this becoming too much about...
This is okay. I think...
This is a safe place.
This is a safe place to talk and learn about the human bowel movement.
Okay. So this is kind of a little traumatic story.
Oh, no.
So when I was little, I would say maybe 4 or 5, I had a problem controlling my bladder. Because I wanted to play all the time. I never wanted to stop my play to go to the bathroom. What an inconvenience. So
you were too silly.
Yeah, I was a goofy child.
Yeah.
So I was outside playing with my brother and the neighborhood kids, and I had peed my pants. And what does my brother do? You know, instead of being like a supportive brother, he tells me, he starts yelling out, "Pee pee princess, pee pee princess." And then my mom comes out and starts saying it as well.
Your mom?
My mom did. She's, okay, sidebar, my mom has apologized for this incident, and she knows she shouldn't have handled it like that. But my mom and brother were out there yelling, "Pee pee princess." And I had a fear of peeing my pants ever since then. So after this, my mom had one of her friends over. And he picked up like a gallon of water and pretended to throw it at us, and I peed my pants. And I remember being so scared to tell my mom that I had peed. And we went to the bathroom, and I was like, "Mom, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me." And she's like, "No, it's okay. I peed my pants too." So it was like a little healing moment from the pee-pee princess.
She was the pee-pee queen.
She was the pee-pee queen. I'm going to tell her that. But yeah. That's definitely been brought up in therapy.
So don't call you Pee Pee Princess.
Don't do that. I just gave him leverage.
You definitely did. That is a funny story. I'm sorry, but that is funny.
That was a story. Yeah. I remember my brother using it a few times afterwards as well. Anyhow, spooky season. That was a pretty spooky story.
That is extremely spooky.
But I've never been on a spooky hayride. Have you?
Not a good one.
How do they make those good? You know, are they supposed to jump
That's the thing. I think I've been on one, but hayrides are so slow.
They are.
There's no way to suspend just disbelief.
Just jump out and...
Even if it's like super dark, it's like, okay...
I know something's gonna...
You see it like 10 miles away. It's like, oh, well, that's coming up. Wow.
I feel like it's an experience that needs to be had, but I don't think it'll be scary.
There is a thing that a car wash does near us, and it's called car wash.
I think car washes are so underrated. It is such a fun experience when you have, like, the lights going, and it sounds like you're in a tunnel.
You gotta go to one with your windows down.
I'm not really sure that I want to ruin my car in the process.
That was a joke.
You're so funny.
But yes, I've been wanting to go to the haunted car wash, and I've never had a chance to, because I don't have a car.
We could go. We could definitely go. I think that's a good experience.
I swear, they only do it for like a weekend.
Okay.
And it's like 3-day time window.
We have to find out when that is. I'm trying to do as much spooky stuff as possible. I want the apple cider. I want the haunted houses, the hay rides, the farms, pumpkin picking, apple picking. Have you ever been apple bobbing?
That sounds very familiar. I think I've done that at a school party before. Maybe.
I feel like that is typical school party. It's where you
get your mouth in the water
and take out as many apples as you can. I would love to do that.
Let's make our own party.
I told you we could do the on Halloween. we could do a little party at my house.
You never said that.
I texted you about it.
You said movie night.
Pull up the proof.
You said movie night.
I did say movie night, but I believe I said a small party as well.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's what I meant. So, yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
So, should we get into movies? Because I want to share...
Movies are good, but going back to...
It's a dragonfly.
That was a dragonfly.
She's moving.
I hope they know where they're going.
Me too.
This is dangerous territory right here.
I always feel sad when I see an animal by themselves.
You think they get lonely?
Absolutely. I think they get lonely. Look at that one. It's a little pigeon all by himself.
That is not a pigeon.
Okay. Pigeon.
That's not a pigeon.
I don't know what birds they are.
It's a seagull.
Okay.
It does kind of have the neck of a pigeon, though.
It does. But the color is definitely a seagull.
Yeah.
Seagull color. Yeah, what were you
going
to say?
Going back to Halloween real quick.
Okay.
What are you dressing up as?
I have no idea. I haven't dressed up for Halloween in such a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Unfortunately. And I really want to do something fun this year. I think my family is having a party themed Harry Potter.
Ooh.
So maybe something with Harry Potter.
This is going to be interesting for everyone listening.
Okay.
I've never seen a Harry Potter movie.
I've only seen one, I believe.
Really?
And the only reason that I watched it is because I was on a long flight.
So you'd be watching movies on flights?
I try to stay up because of the time difference.
One thing about Jasmine, she is a big traveler. So she has She has a lot of travel stories.
I try. I think it's really important to see what other cultures are out there.
Yes, she is very experienced in that realm. Whereas me, I have not been outside the country.
Outside of the state, really.
No, I think I've been to 10 states.
What?
Yeah.
All right, let's name them.
Ohio. Okay, okay. Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, New Jersey, Georgia, Alabama.
You've been to Alabama?
I have been to Alabama. So why? At least like 11. That's 11 right there.
Okay, here's my question for you.
Yes.
Did you drive through them or did you stay in them?
I stayed in Alabama for a couple days.
Okay. Are you counting like West Virginia?
Okay. Virginia, West Virginia, I don't think I've stayed in.
Okay.
But I've been to Pennsylvania too. I haven't stayed in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I have stayed in Florida for Disney World.
Okay.
Disney World is pretty fun.
I have been to Disney. Is that Disney World or Disneyland in Paris?
I don't know about the countries.
Okay. I did go to Disney World or Disneyland in Paris. I think that's just Disneyland.
They have fun. Is it fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. I had a great time. It was my first roller coaster that I was ever on.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
It was. It was the first time that I went to Paris.
How old were you?
No older than 10.
That's about when I went to Disney World. 10.
It's a good time to go.
Yeah. I kind of want to go again, but it is... prices are a little
It's steep. Extremely expensive. I remember we were quoting that. To see what it was like.
Yes.
Yeah, they're expensive.
And Cedar Point's, honestly, no hate Disney World, but Cedar Point is a little bit... just a little teeny bit better.
It's better on the rides. Did you hear that, I'm sorry, I just got so excited. A Monsters, Inc. They're creating a Monsters, Inc.
ride.
Yes.
A door ride.
Yes. I am so excited that's being created, and I really want to go just to try it out.
You like Monsters, Inc.?
I love Monsters, Inc. Wazowski.
I found out, I think, Mike from Monsters, Inc. Do you know voice actors at all?
No, but I can appreciate them. I don't know their company.
I think Steve Buscemi.
Okay.
I might be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But he's don't do that. But he voiced Starscream in the new Transformers movie, which I think is an interesting fit.
Interesting combo there.
Do you know Starscream?
Sounds demonic.
By the end of this podcast, not this episode, but I'll educate you on Transformers lore.
I need to know the lore.
Yes, there's so much.
I wanted to go see that new Transformers movie.
I kind of did. So I kind of did, but I think one thing that I did not appreciate is the animation looks really janky.
Thank you. It does. That's what turned me off from going to see it. And I've seen the preview and it looked like a kids movie.
Well,
kids animation.
I don't know. There's kids animations that look good.
That's true.
Look at Bluey. Like, I think Bluey looks like it's... That's not even a joke.
You know Bluey,
like,
was made for dogs, I think?
No, it was not.
I think the colors that they chose fit specifically for the way that dogs see. I'm pretty sure.
Are they trying to teach dogs English?
Uh-oh.
This is definitely a podcast topic to talk about. Like,
that's scary.
Paw Patrol?
They're on to us. They know. I think dogs are way smarter than we think they are.
You think so?
Yes.
Maybe. They say what, dolphins are the smartest? Or have the biggest brains?
Monkeys are really intelligent.
Don't dolphins have, like, bigger brains than us or something, though?
Possibly. Probably. I wouldn't doubt that. We have tiny brains.
I might be wrong, but I think there's an animal with, like, 7 brains.
Whoa. I know of animals that have, like... Isn't that elephants that have 2 stomachs or giraffes?
Elephants make sense.
One of them have 2 stomachs.
I think, too... I might be wrong, but I think there's an animal that has, like, their brain where their heart's supposed to be or something.
I think you're making stuff up now.
Or, I know... That's there's insane. There's got to be an animal where, like... The brain is, like, not where you think it'd be.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it would be a fish.
Fish are weird.
Thank you. Fish are very strange.
Imagine animals. Having eyes on 2 sides of your face.
I mean, that's dogs, too.
Depending on the dog.
All right, okay. Guys. Pause.
We are going to cut it short.
We have a special guest.
Time out. We will be right back.
We kind of suck at being podcast hosts.
We're
back again.
We are back. That's the beauty of having a podcast outside, where you can just kind of... These are real life, real time. This is real time.
This is
not suspended.
Authentic.
Very authentic.
We're not editing this.
Unedited. Well, we do pause sometimes.
That's fair.
But maybe, who knows, maybe one day we'll be comfortable enough where... You know, we just let everything happen, and everything is going to be on the podcast.
And then see where it goes.
See where it goes.
Yeah.
Just throw stuff at the wall and see if it sticks.
Well, that honk that you heard was our beautiful friend, the queen herself, Evelyn, and she brought me a Halloween gift.
A boo basket.
And it's so, so sweet, and I love her.
It's very nice.
It's like, I have a fuzzy ghost pillow.
Yes.
She got me a cup, and
the cup is very nice.
It is. This is a good quality.
What does it say?
Feeling cute might haunt you later.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I hope she does.
That's so nice.
And then she brought me water.
Yes. Jasmine was thirsty. Next time we have to prepare, you know, all this talking, you're going to be a little quenched.
Usually, we yap forever without drinks, so...
I think it's the weather. The weather, too.
We're outside.
It is steamy. I want to say it's, like, 70s
I like
today.
That you looked at your phone to see
with my little watch. Look at those. Look at the birds.
Aww.
It's swimming hours. We've been out here for a minute, and we've seen a lot going on.
We have.
There's been a man fishing. There's been some people driving around.
A police report was filed.
A helicopter in the air. Good people watching today.
Yeah, I love people watching. That's one of my favorite things to do, especially at Cedar Point. It's such a good place to people watch.
I believe it. You gotta be in a good area, though.
Yeah, I like to sit at the bench across from, next to, like, the weight games, which is an awful game, I think.
I think it's kind of funny.
All right.
My friend, last time I went to Cedar Point, my friend... was on there, and he was like, he won by like 10 pounds or something. Like, he was close.
That's cool.
He was like thank God I didn't eat today or something. Like,
I went with a friend, and they won as well. I think, I don't remember if it was 10 over or 10 under, but I ended up getting a stuffed animal, so.
Nice. I feel like, you know, the trolleys that go on the wire, that's not a trolley, but like the little,
The cable cart?
The cable cart, yeah. That's a good place people watch.
I love that
I think the peak people watching is like when you can do it overhead and you can see everyone's heads. Because it's like you're playing like third person, like no one knows you're there. Mm-hmm. You just kind of get to see like the world unfold.
Whenever I get anxiety, I always think about the world kind of zooming out and then just getting this overview of everybody in your town, everybody in your state, everybody in your country, in the world. And it just makes you realize those little things that you stress about, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. All that matters is your perspective and how you view life. But we can get so caught up in like the little things and little stressors, but it really helps me to realize
how minuscule it really is.
Yeah, we are so tiny in comparison.
I like to think, I like the analogy, I don't know if it's meant to be an analogy, but like Horton hears a who, like the little, when Horton, Horton the elephant, he picks up the plant and there's a little tiny city in the, mm-hmm. in the plant. And I feel like that's us, like in the whole scheme of the galaxy and stuff. Like we're the little people in Whoville. Mm-hmm. We got the funny looking noses and stuff.
I love Whoville. That is a good analogy. I like that. I often think about life for ants. You know, what do they see us as? Because we used to have dinosaurs and that kind of thing. But what do ants?
We'd be bigger scale than dinosaurs to ants. I don't know. Maybe true.
Probably. I don't know how big they got. I had somebody tell me the other day, did you know dinosaurs are real?
Are you sure?
Yeah, someone told me that. Was that you?
It might have been me.
Do you not think dinosaurs are real?
Dinosaurs are real.
Okay.
I don't think that was their name, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know that they were real. They're
I don't think they were called dinosaurs.
All right. Anyways, but it was like,
what's your favorite
dinosaur? Somebody saying to me that dragons were real.
They might be.
They very well could be.
The bearded dragons.
But it's just a fact that dinosaurs are real. My favorite dinosaur, I don't know, I like those T-Rex arms. Those are pretty funky. I like those.
I did a project in school, elementary, about, we all got assigned a dinosaur or something. And I had this one that I had no idea about. I was like, oh, this is going to suck. Mm-hmm. But then I did the research on it. And it was like a dinosaur. It's like the dinosaur with the tail. And it's got like a rock on its tail or something.
Ooh,
like,
I
forget the name of it, but it starts with an A. I don't know, but very cool dinosaur.
Dinosaurs are very interesting.
Yeah.
Have you been to Kosai?
I have once, and I would love to go again.
They have a good exhibit for dinosaurs.
Podcast episode at Kosai?
People watching?
People watching at Kosai? I wonder how expensive that is.
It's not expensive at all.
Really? Mm-mm. You get a discount?
I don't think I get a discount at Kosai. I don't believe so. But they also had an Avengers exhibit when I was there.
You know why they had an Avengers exhibit?
Because it's awesome.
No.
Why?
Because the very first Avengers movie.
No way.
Parts of it was filmed in Cleveland.
No way.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Oh my goodness. When I was traveling in Europe, everybody asked me, you know, okay, where are you from? And they want something to tie it to.
Yeah.
So I always said, you know, Akron, LeBron James, and like Dave Chappelle.
Steve Harvey.
Steph Curry. Steve Harvey. But I should have said that.
You should have said Avengers.
Like, that's so...
One of the biggest movies.
I shouldn't say that. But that's incredible.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something, the newest Superman movie is also being filmed in Cleveland.
What is up with Cleveland?
It looks like a city. I mean, it is a city.
Why not Columbus?
Columbus would be interesting. I would love to do research on that, see all the film spots. Oh, A Christmas Story was filmed in Cleveland.
That is such a fun fact.
Do you know that movie?
Yeah, I do.
With the bunny costume. Mm-hmm. And you can actually go visit the house and stay there.
No way.
I'm so serious.
You can stay there?
I'm pretty sure you can stay
there.
Podcast at the Christmas Story house.
That would be really fun.
Let us know if you want to see that.
That'd be a really interesting thing to experience. I know
it's not the coolest movie, but it is.
It's a movie.
It definitely is a movie.
I remember there was a movie filmed at the Goodyear Tire Factory, the original one in Akron.
What movie?
I don't remember what it was called. But
must not have been that cool then.
No, it was a really good one. I think it was about this guy who was like a brother who inherited the company and nobody trusted him, but then he ended up being really successful in doing it. Speaking of movies,
you've been seeing a lot of movies mm-hmm. recently. Which one would you want to talk about?
So, there was one that I seen yesterday.
Yes.
And it was done by Sam and Colby, they're YouTubers.
Your face looks very disappointed, so I'm not liking where this is going to go.
Well, okay. Let's just say I really enjoy their YouTube videos more than
their movie-making abilities?
This one specifically.
Okay.
They made one before, and it was really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was a really good movie.
What was it called?
Great question. It was at the Conjuring House, and it was with Tori and I don't remember his name, but
who's Tori? From Victorious?
Satori and no, they're investigators, paranormal investigators at the Conjuring House.
Okay.
And they have this really cool method of connecting and talking to spirits. So this movie was done at a farm that has like skinwalkers, UFO sightings and spirits and a shaman. And I don't know if you know what a shaman is, but it's basically they're people who try to connect, who can connect between
souls?
No, they Ghosts? Can connect between reality, like where we are now, and a different realm, the spirit
dimension?
Realm. Sort of. And they're very spiritual people. They're highly connected and you respect them. You know, it's not somebody that you would ever want to disrespect. And the shaman is the protector of the land, of this farm. And Sam and Colby decided to rough things up and set off bombs on their land to, and mind you, this is Native American land, to disrespect the shaman so they would talk. And I think that is highly disrespectful. I don't think that should have been done whatsoever.
That sounds illegal.
The owner of the farm let them do it. It just felt very forced. It felt...
That still sounds illegal.
it was hard to watch them disrespect native land. And they were just contradicting themselves a bunch in the film, saying, like, we want to respect you. We're here to respect you. We just want to communicate. And then they would go and...
Bomb them?
Yeah. That didn't sit right with me at all. But
did anyone get hurt?
No. They were just like little, kind of like fireworks or whatever, but leaving actual imprints in the land. And I don't think that didn't sit right with me whatsoever. And I've been watching Sam and Colby since I was 14 years old. I've never seen them disrespect spirits.
People will do a lot for money.
Yeah. Unfortunately...
That's another thing. A couple other things I can branch out there.
Skinwalkers.
Demons. No, I'm just kidding.
Paranormal podcast?
That would be fun. I mean, it is a season.
It is spooky season.
It is a spooky season.
We should do a spooky episode.
This kind of is. A little bit. A little bit. Little droppings. You know, we want to talk about everything because it's the first episode. So that's okay. But, you know, Markiplier.
Yes.
He has been working on his own movie.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's based off a video game.
Okay.
And I don't remember. I remember watching a little bit of it. I used to watch Markiplier a lot, but I feel like I haven't as much anymore. But maybe because he's been so busy working on this movie. But like, it's his first time. He's done like, he's really cool because he's been like, he's worked on like video projects before, and he's like kind of expressed like that's his real passion, is like making like experimental video projects that aren't just like let's plays and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you know, he finally got the opportunity to make his own movie, and it's based off like a video game. It's like about a sub that's like submerged in like a bloody ocean or something. Ooh. Yeah, so that sounds like really interesting.
Does it have like an estimated date it'll come out?
Not sure. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled. That would suck.
That would be really sad.
That would be sad.
Especially because it sounds like he's been putting a lot of work into it.
I believe he's starring in it too. That would make sense if he is.
That'd be cool.
Yes. But imagine how much work that would be to direct, star in it. Mm-hmm.
Create it.
Yeah. The video game wasn't really popular either, which is kind of like interesting. So I just think he like really connected with the video game. He's like, why not? Like make a movie about it. And I don't even remember. I think it's more like a mysterious element to it, because it's not, I don't remember the story in the game being like crystal clear or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, oh, you're, you know, some, it's supposed to be like mysterious, like you're submerged in a bloody ocean and you don't know.
That's
like
interesting.
What all's going on.
Could you imagine being in an ocean full of blood? How thick that would be.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the hotels that are underground in the ocean?
No.
Yeah.
Have you read the book? Oh, that's not Holes. Oh man, what am I thinking of? Ooh, that, for some reason that sparked like a big memory for me. There was this really good book. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you're listening, let me know.
Comment below.
Send a message on Gender and Jazz
Instagram,
because I want to know what this book was. But I read it as a kid. And usually I do not like books, but this book spoke to me. Not really, but like, but it was, it's
it
such
an impression.
It left an impression because it was such an interesting idea that there's like, the book was about there being like holes underground and like it, like having like whole civilizations like underground and
no
stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
That would be a really cool movie.
It would be.
What
like,
if there's like a huge movie?
There probably
that,
is.
That, yeah, we're just it, like
it's been
around
it's
it.
Been around there forever, and we just don't know. But no, it's like not necessarily like underground people, but just like a whole civilization being like underground. And I was just like, that's so cool.
Where did my water go?
It's right there.
Oh, excuse that. Sorry, guys. My water disappeared. That would be a very interesting movie to watch. I wonder if they've made it into a movie. Book.
I don't even know what it's called. I don't even know if I finished it. I was probably like, you know, this first chapter, wow, sounds really good. And I was like, well,
I do that a lot.
Where do they go from here though? Like, you know,
let the imagination wander.
I think it might have been people trying to like escape the underground city, and like they have suspicions that there might be something above them. Ooh. Which is like kind of
ants or worms.
Worms and stuff. I don't know. I think I might have read the full book because I think I remember reading a little bit of a second book. So I don't know. Very interesting stuff.
This is news to me that you've ever read a book.
Okay. I'll have you know, I liked Magic Treehouse and 39 Clues.
Okay. I think I read a little bit of 39 Clues. But I think I got more into Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
That's like a picture book. I feel like that's cheating. I feel like everyone that read that in school did it to cheat. Like everyone had, you know.
No, I definitely did.
Everyone was like, you know, oh, you gotta have a book to read. Why was that a thing, anyways?
Well, like, there was like this reading program, and they would have the.
It's like a presidential thing that happened, or something, or.
I don't know, but I remember having a weekly sheet log that I would have to fill out with at least 2 or 3 books. And you had to mark which level the book was. So red was the 4.0, which was the highest level reading. And I always wanted those ones because they made me feel...
accomplished.
Yeah, like I was a successful student. And the teachers paid more attention to those kids who were reading those 4.0 books. So I would always try to go for those, and I would never read them because I couldn't. I was more like the 2.0. level of reading.
I do. That does spark a memory, like a little bit of, like there was like this like online
circles on them.
I don't know about circles, but like there was like this online thing they would give us, and like they're like, okay, let's see how fast you can read, and then you like go to the next page or something.
Yeah, I did that as well. Yeah, super strange. Some memories are being unlocked.
Yeah,
they would have a van, a library van.
Library van
or library bus come to the school, and that was, I think that was like once a week, and we got to pick out a new book. It was a good time.
I feel like the whole book reading thing might have been like a, I don't know about presidential thing, but like a countrywide, maybe nationwide thing, because I remember something is sparking my memory that like there was like a really big concern about kids not reading enough or like not being able to read.
I remember that as well. I think I know Michelle Obama did a lot for
education. School. Yeah.
She tried her best to improve meals.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was something around that time.
Because it could have been.
It was around the time during his election.
Yeah.
That I remember like the, so I was probably in second or third grade.
And the whole like summer reading stuff as well.
Yeah, the summer reading stuff was strange. I never did it.
Really?
Mm-mm, I never did it.
Did they not give you like a test when you got back or anything?
No,
or?
It was more of just fill this out. Oh, do you remember before school was on computers, the winter packages?
Oh, for snow days?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I don't know why, but I loved those.
What?
They were way more entertaining, way more fun.
You're crazy.
Than
boo.
The schoolwork that they would give us in person.
Everyone boo her.
All right, guys. We got to stay home.
I mean, and do work. You like?
You barely had to do anything. It was like one assignment.
I think you just don't like being in school.
I don't like being in school. I barely went to school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of no-shows, or?
No, I did online. I was online majority of the time. So I loved my snow days.
I'm very opposite. I was thinking about something about that as well. Like, once COVID started, and then everyone had to shift to online school for a little bit, I was thinking in my head, I was like, you know what this means? Like, now that technology is so advanced, we can do online school and Zoom calls and stuff, it means that I don't think people are going to have snow days anymore. Like,
yeah.
People are going to have, okay, snow day? Okay, log into Zoom at 8 a.m. Like, dang, no one's going to feel that joy again of not being able to get a free day.
I think that started a little before COVID even.
Really?
Yeah. I've thought the same thing, and I'm wondering how they're going to do it this year for my brother. He's 7. And he's in first grade, and I'm just so curious on if they're going to make him log into his portal and do work on snow days.
I don't even think we've had probably any eligible snow days for the past couple of years. We've been lucky this past year or two.
I think it's because it's been snowing later. If that makes sense. Like, the worst of it has been...
Like, February, January.
It was snowing, I think, either last year or the year before that, on my birthday, in May.
I hate snow in May. Snow in May makes me more depressed than anything in the world.
Than April. April is, like, super rainy and whatnot. And
April showers are supposed to bring May flowers.
Yeah, not snow.
Yeah.
I was furious. I was raging.
You don't want to build a snowman on your birthday?
No, not really. I've said this a few times, but I think snow is good
in moderation
for Christmas Eve, Christmas, and post-Christmas.
I swear, we like never get white Christmases here. Sometimes we get like, I feel like it's just like there's a patch of snow.
That's true. Yeah, what is up with that? I feel like it snows quite a bit before Christmas.
And then like Christmas comes around, it's like, oh, well, there's a... The brown grayish snow.
I was gonna say the brown grayish snow that is like
in like a parking lot that's been stuck there for the past couple weeks.
Yeah. So what is up with that Lady Gaga thing you wanted to talk about?
Lady Gaga. Okay. Yeah. So did you not like the movie? We totally derailed that. The what is the movie called?
Sam and Colby, something paranormal. Okay, I enjoyed parts of it. I understand what they were trying to go for, but it felt forced. And I didn't like the disrespectful aspect.
Did it leave a bad taste in your mouth?
Yeah, you know, especially being non-Native American and disrespecting Native land.
Was it even worth what they were trying to do?
No, I don't think so. And I was looking on their social media to see if anybody felt the same way, and I didn't see anything.
Really?
I was shocked.
That's yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I was... They also did a blood sacrifice, which turned me off quite a bit as well. It's like, you guys are going a little too far.
With an animal?
No, themselves.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to be edgy, it sounds like, which isn't, like...
It's new for them. I haven't seen them like this before.
Yeah.
Jeez. And I'm obsessed. Like, I love their YouTube videos and their exploring videos and their haunted videos.
That's another thing I wanted to derail on. Just one quick thing. Mm-hmm. Probably in a future episode we can explore this a little bit more. But, like, Mr. Beast. Like,
what's going on with him?
There's so much.
I've only heard a little bit. What do you know?
He's not a good guy.
Yeah.
He's not a good guy. And, like, because I was thinking about what you're saying, like, and, like, I was trying to correlate with some of the stuff that I know. Like, I feel like, what was their names?
Sam and Colby.
I feel like they kind of did that to capitalize, like, oh, on the big movie, you know, mm-hmm. we got to do big, crazy stuff. People are going to love it. You know, more entertainment.
Yeah.
That's what Mr. Beast has been doing a lot, like, with his content. He pumps out, he says...
How do you even make it more extreme than what he's already doing?
He's going to run out of ideas.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole... That's not healthy at all. Like, just think about...
You're competing with yourself.
Think about how, like, we feel like when we post to social media. Imagine how he feels, like, posting out a video. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel nervous when I take a selfie and post it on my story. Like, just imagine how he feels making a however much budget video he has mm-hmm. and, like, seeing how it goes. But, yeah, very... Bad stuff. He's around bad people.
Wasn't there sexual abuse?
Sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Very, very bad stuff. And he probably has enough money to sweep it under the rug and everything else. But we will touch on that in another episode, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
That could be whole episode in itself, honestly.
I've seen a recommendation on my YouTube feed to, like, watch this video going into detail about the Mr. Beast lore. It was like an hour long.
Like, yeah, how, no, how seriously. Much? I love hour long video YouTube videos. But the drama has settled down a little bit, which is kind of questionable. Like, did someone get paid off, maybe? Mm-hmm. But just the thing of Mr. Beast that I think is weird, like, he already has 10 videos right now that are done. Like, you know, he's just waiting for the time to drop them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he already has... he's probably making content right now. Like, mm-hmm. I wonder, like, when he is not making content.
When he's done.
Yeah. Like, is there any, like, time where he's, like, not recording something or just, like, not shilling something out? You know? Mm-hmm. And, like, that's just, like, crazy. And, like, something else came up recently about Twitter. Apparently, Mr. Beast has 6 videos planned out. And already made for when he dies.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Preparing for death.
He has 6...
At what, 30?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He has 6 videos ready to be posted, when he dies.
And I wonder what the money's going to go to.
What's it even going to be for? How do you have 6 videos? Not one.
I would understand one. Especially if you have a following, you know, you want to say bye.
Sure, I've seen that before. I've seen videos like that before. But... 6? What? Are you going to do a challenge? Like, find my
dead body?
Exactly. Like, what's going on here?
That's wild. What if the person that he instructed to upload it also dies with him?
What if he does 39 clues?
That's wild. What if he would be the type of person to fake his death.
Dude. Has there ever been a 39 clues movie? I feel like that's such a thing that needs to exist.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I feel like 39 Clues was so big. I don't know. Maybe that's just me that thought that. Mm-mm, but I swear. Because there was so many...
That was huge.
What made 39 Clues so cool is that there was multiple authors on it. It wasn't mm-hmm. just one sole author. Every author had their own book to make.
And they made it to the end.
I never got to the end. There were so many books.
Of course.
But
39?
I think there's actually more than 39, which makes me a little bit upset. Yeah.
I think the plan was to have 39.
And then they made some extra ones.
Yeah, like 43 or something.
They should still be making them. I would read a new
Pump
one.
Pump them out.
Seriously. No, I maybe.
Book club?
Book club on the podcast.
That'd be cool.
That would kind of be cool.
We just want to do everything.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking.
A little bit of everything.
Not like I don't want there to be like a summary exactly for this podcast, but I do like forms of media like music, TV, movies, and books. Like just incorporating that is like something that I'm super fond of.
It would be cool to go to the movies and just have like a piece of paper and just take notes.
Yes, movie review. Yeah. How would you rate the Sam and Colby movie out of 5 stars?
Out of 5.
5 stars. Five
I'm
bombs.
I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to give an honest number based on the, you know, what I know they can do, the potential that they do have.
Yeah.
And the things that I have seen them create.
Compared to their other work.
Yeah. I'm going to say 2.
Oof.
Yeah.
Stinker.
Unfortunately.
I remember you saying you were really excited to see it, too.
I was really excited. And I think the reason that their first movie was so good was because I don't believe, to my knowledge, it wasn't filmed intentionally to be a movie in movie theaters.
It just became one.
It became one, yeah. So I think that's why. But I really do really enjoy their podcast. Not their podcast, but their
content.
Videos and their other content through Patreon.
Surprised Mr. Beast doesn't have a movie yet.
I'm sure it's in the works. He has a documentary about himself.
Really?
I believe so. I believe.
He has pretty much every other collab. He's in Fortnite and everything else. Why does he not have a movie?
If you go down the toy section.
He has toys now, yeah.
His face is on everything.
He has toys, chocolate. He did have fast food at one point.
He did. He made a restaurant.
Mr. Beast Burgers.
Yeah, that's wild. Imagine just being able to do that.
Speaking of Mr. Beast Burgers, mm-hmm. I know I was going to talk about Joker 2 a little bit.
Right.
But I'm going to talk about the other topic that I want to talk about.
Okay, the Taco Bell.
No.
Oh.
Taco Bell.
I thought you said Taco Bell Supreme Crunch or something like that.
No.
Okay.
I hate Taco Bell.
Okay.
Krusty Krab collab at McDonald's. Not McDonald's. I whiffed that. Wendy's.
Oh.
It's at Wendy's. And it is, you can finally eat a Krabby Patty.
With the recipe.
With a secret ingredient.
How did they get it?
I don't know what the secret ingredient is. I don't think they are allowed to say.
Of course. I wouldn't want to know.
But it comes with the Krabby Patty.
Is it out now?
It is going to come out October 7th.
Podcast review?
Maybe. But it's coming with...
I'll get that vegan...
the vegan Krabby Patty.
Yeah.
It comes with the sandwich, the Krabby Patty, mm-hmm. with the secret sauce.
Wow!
Yeah. And a pineapple drink.
No way.
Yes. And
they know what they're doing.
Just the normal fries. No more fries. But to my disappointment, from what I've heard,
it's not gonna be
here. Huh?
It won't be here.
It is here. It's gonna be all Wendy's, okay. From what I know. I know the Wendy's workers are upset about it because people are gonna troll, and I'm probably gonna be one of them, you know. But anyways, the Krabby Patty is, from what I've heard, is just a Dave single. Like, it's just one of their normal menu items. They didn't make it. With the sauce, yeah. They are putting a special sauce on there, but it's just a normal burger. Like, one of the normal... I know, right? Like, you think they would at least... Come on. Like, it's one of the most iconic burgers of all time. You're not going to spruce it up at least...
A little?
Yeah.
You know how well it would do if they opened their own restaurant?
I know there's definitely been people that have tried, like, illegally copyright...
I'm sure.
I would totally go.
Oh, yeah. If they had a vegan thing.
I think they have, like, one-by-one recreations of, like, the Krusty Krab they can go to. That's probably illegal, but that'd be so fun to go to.
I have seen a building like the Krusty Krab.
Really?
I think so.
Where at?
I don't know I don't think it was in person. I think it was a picture on social media.
I think I've seen like the tables, like the little wheel tables.
Yeah. I think that would be such a win for them if they opened.
And I was talking to Evelyn the other day, and I was, because we were at Wendy's, and I was like, you know, I don't think the meal is a terrible idea. Like, I'm gonna get it. Like, I'm gonna try it. But like, imagine it came with a toy, like a SpongeBob toy.
Yeah.
I feel like that would encourage so much more people to go get it, you know?
It would enhance the experience.
For sure. For sure.
I agree.
Like, I mean, the drink, that's pretty much the newest thing they're doing is the drink.
The pineapple drink?
Yeah.
Is it a smoothie or?
I want to say milkshake. It might be a smoothie. Pineapple smoothie milkshake. Smoothie would be better.
It would be much better.
I don't
especially
know.
Especially with this weather right now, a nice smoothie.
What do you have against milkshakes? Never mind. I
comment below
that
how many times I've said vegan.
There's no vegan milkshakes.
There are vegan milkshakes. They're just not
good.
Common. No, they're good. They're just not common. You know, I appreciate Burger King for having
the vegan Whopper.
Yeah. It has an interesting smell. It's tasty.
I'm really surprised that Burger King did not get the rights for the Krusty Krab burger. Because I remember as a kid, Burger King used to have all the SpongeBob toys.
You're right.
I know.
Yeah, you're so right.
And I was like, I felt that bond. I felt that bond between Burger King and SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. And I was like...
And you get the crown.
Yeah.
Right?
And I felt like that was an unbreakable bond. And to see Wendy's snag the rights. Wow. Out of all the fast food chains, Wendy's.
If we're being honest here, I think Wendy's needs it.
They are totally needed. This is a big win for Wendy's.
Yeah, this is huge for them. I think they've really gone downhill.
Their fries
are absolutely disgusting.
So much. I was joking with someone the other day because someone was trying to tell me they have good fries. I'm like, oh, dude.
Call them out right now.
It was on someone online, and I was like, dude, I know I'm about to get this collab meal, and these fries are gonna be dry.
Yep.
So dry.
Yeah. They are the worst.
Apparently, they have other fries too that kind of look more like JoJo's or potato wedges. I did not know that.
They're trying, I guess.
Maybe. I would be scared to get those though.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know that where even is a Wendy's around here? And when people say, like, let's go get, you know, something fast.
No one says Wendy's.
Nobody ever mentions Wendy's.
I love their pretzel pub sandwich, the pretzel bun that they had.
I remember you telling me about that. And do they have, like, I think my brother enjoys their chicken nuggets.
So I had, they have spicy chicken nuggets now.
Spicy chicken nuggets, that's what it is.
And I had garlic parm yesterday. It was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. I do love some garlic parm wings. But they weren't wings, they were nuggets. So it was like, you know, a little bit tiny, you know, yeah. Could have been a little bit more. But I'm not going to hate, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad. But like, so surprised Burger King did not get the rights. Like, I thought that was an unbreakable bond. And I remember, I could be wrong, but I remember there being a Burger King commercial that was like with McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what am I saying?
Weird collab.
No. Burger King commercial with SpongeBob. And I remember it being like sexual.
Oh.
Or seductive.
Send it to the Instagram because I want to see that.
Oh my God. I'll show you after the episode. Okay. I don't know if it's true or not. But I don't know if it was extremely sexual, but I remember there being ladies. And
automatically sexual.
They might have been twerking. It might have been like a twerking commercial or something. I don't know.
Was it around like Miley Cyrus?
I think it was like 2013, peak 2013.
Yeah. You could get away with a lot of twerking then.
It might have been women twerking, and I think they had square butts or something.
That's miserable. That should not.
It was very weird.
That's not a thing. That's definitely going to be a thing.
I remember, because, you know, they're trying to advertise for SpongeBob.
Yeah,
so square, you know, a square butt.
Square pants, square, yeah.
Twerking, Miley Cyrus.
2013. I see the vision.
But marketed at kids.
That's icky.
That's a little icky.
But there's some really icky things that they put in kids' TV shows.
SpongeBob was a little icky at times.
There was a few icky things in there.
I remember my mom did not want me to watch it when she found out one of the episodes said nude.
That's strict.
Well, I mean, okay, to her point, SpongeBob was nude. And it was like Pearl saying, haha, look at SpongeBob, he's nude. and like it was in front of everyone.
I guess that just depends what age you are, but I think that kind of, you know, children already know that's.
I mean, it is a sponge.
You know. Well, yeah. I mean, like you, they're naked at the store.
They are naked at the store.
So, what does your mom have against sponges? Have her on the pod.
Let's ask her. Let's call her up. But I am going to get, I will get the Krusty Krab. Jasmine is shocked at how much time we've went over because it's felt like maybe 10 or 20 minutes.
Oh my goodness. I feel like this conversation is just getting started.
Time flies when you're having fun.
This is true. Yeah, the sun's even like going down a bit.
We've been here all day. We've been here all day. I think it's fun how many people, it doesn't even feel real, how many people have like been here and like left. Yeah.
Yeah. There was children here earlier.
Playing soccer.
Yeah, the mom had to keep, if you noticed I paused at all or was laughing for no reason, it was because this little kid kept trying to kick the soccer ball into the water and the mom kept dragging him.
It feels like they were here for maybe like 10 minutes. That's so probably random.
Yeah, they were here really quickly. And the bus was parked there. Yeah, there was a lot of random things.
So much random stuff.
People watching and podcasts at the same time. That's cool.
And no one disturbed us.
No. Surprisingly.
Maybe they didn't see the mics.
I think they've seen the mics.
Maybe. I mean, maybe the wires.
Yeah. I'm trying to cover the microphone because it's windy.
Oh, yeah.
You poor listeners.
I'm so sorry.
But sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry for coughing. What are you doing?
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
That's very kind.
What?
It's very kind.
For what?
Of them to listen.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone's going to make it this far, honestly.
Probably not. If you made it this far, go to our Instagram. And are we going to post something?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the Instagram and what should they comment?
Comment the word banana.
That's not fun.
What's more fun than banana?
I don't know. What's the theme? Like, what do we talk about? Comment PP Princess.
PP Princess. I like that. That might be the real name of today's
episode. Never mention that after this, okay? Go comment it under the
and
post.
Never say it again.
And then
never
say
ever.
It. It's your one chance to say
inside
it.
Inside joke, you get one chance.
That's it. And don't mention it again or I will block you from the podcast.
You will be blocked. No, but please, feel free to ask us any questions too.
Yeah, give us some themes.
Shoot us a message. We would love to have a segment where we answer your guys' questions and stuff.
Some Q&A.
Yes. Yes.
Some topics you want us to discuss.
Feel free to ask us literally anything. Like, we're not afraid to get deep on here.
Yeah, I would love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And Noah has some really interesting takes on things. So
people say that I have really bad takes, and I'm concerned.
They're interesting. So we'll get into that next podcast. So leave some things you want. Maybe some controversial.
Slightly controversial.
Yeah, not too much, but, you know.
I don't want to get canceled. This is episode one.
I mean, it could be fun. No, okay. Please don't cancel us.
Yes, here's Jasmine's phone number. Here's my phone number. You know, feel free to blow our phones up.
Please
no,
don't
do that. But yeah, life.
Wrap up of episode one.
Did we say what we were going to do for Halloween? Dress up as? You said you don't know.
I said possibly something related to Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to hate us because we're not fanatics.
Like Halloween? I think I am.
No, fanatics of Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Shoot us. Tell us if we should do a Harry Potter movie marathon. And like.
That'd be sick. Yes. We should do that.
Yes. Do a little side series on our podcast.
Harry Potter review.
Yes. Read the books, too. No, I don't
know. No, we're not doing that.
But I don't know. For me, for Halloween, I have no idea. Part of me was thinking, this is just like a random thought that popped in my head. Like Bob the Tomato.
I'm sorry?
You don't know
From VeggieTales?
Vegetable Tales?
Sorry, guys.
Vegetable Tales? Really? VeggieTales, yeah.
That'd be really cool. A big tomato?
I have like the red hair.
I was going to say, because you have red hair.
Red hair. Just do like a shirt with his face on it or something. That'd be easy.
No, you don't want to do something easy, do you?
That is fair.
You work at Spirit.
I did. I used to.
I feel like you have to go all out now. You're held to a different standard.
I was the Riddler last year.
was it epic?
It was so epic. I got so wasted. So. That was the highlight of my Halloween last year, that I got drunk and...
That's unfortunate. That's really sad.
Passed out on Evelyn's couch.
That's sad.
Yeah.
We'll have a better Halloween this year.
I want to get even more drunk this year.
I won't be getting drunk, but I will... I will witness...
Top 10 vegan Halloween candy. Smarties.
I don't know if Smarties are vegan, actually.
Oh, damn.
I really... So, I just found out Fruit Roll-Ups are vegan.
Okay, yeah.
I love a good Fruit Roll-Up.
Those are pretty good. I feel like those are healthy. I don't know if I'm accurate on that.
They were... We were told they were healthy. Really? But those things have so much sugar in them.
Probably.
There's no fruit in there. I love... Let's see. I don't know. Candy is such a difficult thing because there's gelatin in everything.
Really?
Yeah. So any.
What even is gelatin?
It's pig.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some candy, a lot of candy actually has the sweet taste comes from animal feces, insect feces.
Can you imagine if pigs go extinct one day?
That'd be really sad. And it's honestly headed that way.
It probably could be.
That's really sad.
Because imagine how much we use pigs for.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of, you know, oh, that could be a whole other podcast.
Yes. We'll get into the animal farm
podcast. The horrible industry.
Yes. Oh, shoot. What was that book called? I always think about that. Like The Factory and... this guy wrote the factory book and, like, talking about the bad parts of the factory and how they do animals and, like, it's really unsanitary.
I'm not sure, but I really love the book The World Peace Diet.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite books. I've read it twice. It does a really good job at looking at the factual side of veganism instead of the emotional. And the guy who actually... coined the term veganism was read this book and said it was everything that he wanted veganism to stand for and to be. So I think it's a really good book. It's actually what kind of pushed me to take that first leap.
Really?
Vegan.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Definitely recommend it.
That's awesome. You also do yoga.
I do yoga. I do. I teach.
Yoga session mid-podcast next episode?
That'd be sick. Meditation? Some meditation.
Have our listeners meditate with us?
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice. Little meditation segment.
Is that a bumblebee?
I don't think so.
I think it was a bumblebee.
Oh.
I don't know. Should I get into this last topic?
Which one?
The Joker 2.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. We are a little bit over, but I think...
A little bit.
I mean,
this
well...
This was the 50.
Yeah. You know, this is a good one to end on, I think.
Okay.
So, Joker 2. Mm-hmm. You said you did see the first one.
I did.
Not sure if you...
I don't remember much of it.
So you maybe didn't like it.
I don't know. I think it was unfortunate how people were sexualizing domestic abuse from the movie. But I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It was sexualized?
Yeah. People were sexualizing the abuse, the mental aspect.
Sexualizing it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
People were sexualizing the movie.
Like outside of the movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like dressing up as the characters and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I see what you mean. Yeah. That might be an episode for a whole nother day. I'll say it like just a brief thing.
Okay.
Because I think this might be a little bit sad. I think the first Joker movie when it came out, I feel like it was inspired by the guy who invaded the Batman movie theater, dressed up as a Joker and shot a bunch of people.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
You never heard that?
No.
Really?
That's awful.
It is.
It was a shooting at a movie theater.
It was a shooting at a movie theater. And I don't know if he was on anything or if he, you know, wasn't right in the head. I'm assuming it's one of the two. And he claimed to be the Joker, and yeah.
My goodness.
Very, very sad stuff.
That's awful.
But hopefully that's not what inspired the movie. But
that's sick.
Yeah. But because, you know, in the it's about a Joker who has, like, mental issues and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like...
I mean, maybe they do a good job on portraying it as, you know, this is a mental illness. And maybe it does spread a little bit of awareness. But I don't know. It kind of just seems like it was just made for entertainment. If that is where it came from, that's sick.
That would be sick. Let's hope it wasn't inspired by that. Yeah. But I do see some elements of that. And it's just like... It can be informative, for sure. I think I loved the movie a lot. I won't lie. Mm-hmm. I really did. And because it felt almost like a horror movie in a sense. Like...
Yeah.
Because I felt it was unrealistic enough, but also grounded enough for it to seem like, oh, this could actually happen. Like, this is something that could happen.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching that with my mom and going out of the theater, and I was like, it was like super late at night, and like we went to like a Denny's or IHOP or something, and like some old man was like looking at us weird, and I was like, is that the Joker?
There's a word for that. The feeling that you get after watching a movie in the movie theater, there's a word for that. I don't remember what it is, but yeah, I love the feeling after I watch a movie in the movie theater. After that, you know, that experience, it kind of feels like that movie becomes sort of like a reality for a little bit.
That's what movies are supposed to do.
Yeah.
I usually don't say anything good about college, but I did have a fun college essay where I learned more about movies and how they're supposed to make you feel that way and supposed to make you feel differently about life and stuff. And I love movies that can do that. Like, take you out of your seat and, like, almost put you in the movie. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what movies were originally supposed to do. And, like, a lot of movies lose that feeling. But sometimes you get, like, a little gem that can do that and have that feeling for you. And I really
sometimes they do it right.
I do love when movies can do that. And I definitely think Joker was one of those movies. Yeah, but Joker 2 is going to have Lady Gaga in it. And I've heard people do not like it. I've heard people... It has not come out yet. I think it actually... Take that back. I think it came out today. And...
It is out. I remember seeing it as an option to buy a ticket.
Okay.
And I go to the movies way too often.
It is part musical.
Oh.
Part...
I love Lady Gaga. Honestly, what a
Lady
win
Gaga.
For her. You know?
No.
What a win for the Joker.
I think she is. I think she would make an interesting Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
So I do kind of want to see it. And if it's part musical, then she's obviously going to sing in it a little bit.
And her voice is incredible.
It is pretty incredible. I wonder if they made like an album of like the songs that are going to be in the movie.
Oh, I'm sure.
That would be so...
I wonder if she wrote them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if Joaquin Phoenix is going to sing it all.
Ooh.
That'd be so interesting. I bet he could. I wouldn't put it past him. He's a really good actor.
That would be really cool. Like a nice musical scene of them.
You know Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
You know the craziest thing about Joaquin Phoenix? Hmm. He was the bear in Brother Bear.
Are you kidding?
I'm so serious.
What a weird fact.
Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah.
That's when you know an actor is good, when they can do something that is...
Completely different.
So far removed from the Joker. Brother Bear.
That was a while ago, yeah?
Yeah.
How old was he, do you think?
I don't know how old he... I know he's got gray in his hair now, so maybe 20, like early?
Yeah.
Early? But...
Yeah, it's incredible, like, when actors are able to mesh to each genre.
Brother Bear was such a good movie, too. I'd love to see that movie again.
I forget... I had no idea that was him.
You know what else is crazy about Brother Bear? That's a Disney movie.
Is it?
Yeah. And you never see... Where's the Brother Bear? Where's the Brother Bear merchandise?
They never...
Where's the Brother Bear ride? Give me the Brother Bear ride at Disney World. Please.
Yeah.
That was such a good movie too.
It was such a good movie.
Please, I never hear anyone talk about it.
I watched it many times.
I feel like it's a fever dream. Like, did it really happen? Did I really watch that?
Mandela effect.
Low key. Oh. And there was a brother
another
bear.
Another episode.
There was
of
a there was a brother bear too as well.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think
so. It was good enough to make a second one, but not for them to advertise.
I know.
Where's my Brother Bear merch?
Where's the Brother Bear merch? Bring out the Brother Bear merch.
Toys.
Yes. But I do think I do plan on seeing Joker 2 this Sunday, and I'm excited to see it. I will say on the podcast how I feel about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Probably my mom. Why do you want to see it?
Yeah, I do.
You can maybe come with us.
Let me bomb. Whoa. That's not what I meant to say.
Whoa!
Let me crash your guys' day.
Yikes. Someone's trying to get canceled first episode.
Oh, sorry, guys. Bleep. Bleep it out, please.
No, we'll edit that out. I'm not going to
edit
that out.
Our editor, Jake, please.
But yes, I am excited to see Hello Fishy.
That's a good movie, Hello Fishy.
Is that actually a fish?
No.
Fish?
Fish.
Pescado? I don't know. I think they're going to be dancing and stuff. And I don't know. I'm interested to see where it goes. And the director has said that this is going to be the last one. This is going to be the last Joker movie. So no more. No matter how good
like
or bad
when
it does.
They come out and say that.
And then they make a new sequel?
Yeah. I was going to say that, yeah. They, maybe it's a little lore. They're just like, we want to see how much they actually care for the movie, if it does really, really good.
Well, if the reviews are anything to be said, I don't think it's going to be bombed. I don't, there's no way this is going to bomb.
It's going to be what?
Okay,
it's not
going to work. Okay. Have a good, I'm glad you guys liked this first episode. We're going to wrap this up here. No, but I think, I don't know. I think I really just have to go in with an open mind, be in the understanding that people are saying it kind of sucks. That's okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to make my own.
I'm biased.
Yeah.
Don't even.
I want to make my, because I really like the first one. There's no, I mean, there's a lot of sequels that taint it.
And Lady
you know?
Gaga's in it.
Wait, come
I mean,
on. Come on.
She's.
Wasn't
she's
she
amazing.
In that other movie and it was like really good?
I'm sure.
I forget what movie. Oh, it's like. Oh, no, that's not it.
Were you about to sing Mamma Mia?
No.
Okay.
I was about to sing a Joji song, actually.
Oh, I love Joji.
Joji's pretty good. I was thinking, too, we could do, like, an album review one day.
That'd be really neat.
That'd be fun.
It has to be on Kanye, doesn't it?
Kanye?
I said it like he does. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about. No, not specifically.
Kanye.
He's definitely going to be brought up in a podcast episode for sure.
There's going to be, like, a whole podcast dedicated to him. I just feel
depending
it.
On something
Noah
crazy
is
he's doing. Okay.
With him.
All right.
Obsessed
well,
with Kanye.
Since I'm being called out, Jasmine.
No, don't do it.
Jasmine.
Excuse me, but don't do that.
Jasmine, no. Our friend Jasmine here, co-host of the Ginger and Jazz
it's not me.
Podcast.
Not me.
Is obsessed.
No, no, no. Don't call me out.
Absolutely obsessed.
Wee-oo.
With firefighters.
We'll save that for another podcast.
And we will dive into that in our next
you called me out, guys.
Podcast episode. But I'm hoping you guys enjoy
if
this
any
episode.
Listening.
Hit us up on Ginger and Jazz Instagram.
No, go straight to the personal.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
My face is getting red.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good time to wrap up.
I'm going
to
be the ginger in the ginger jazz now.
Her face is turning ginger right now. But I think this was a very good first episode. I had a lot
too.
Of fun.
I had a great time, too. I can't wait for next week.
Yes.
Are we doing it weekly? Or
I was thinking either weekly or bi-weekly. I'm okay with either.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm cool with every Friday. And we'll probably get this published tonight. Friday night.
That'd be sick.
Yes.
I can't wait to listen to it.
Yes. So good.
I'm going to force my mom to listen to it.
Really?
Well. Yeah. Shout out, Mom.
Shout out Jasmine's mom. Future podcast guest, maybe.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. She'd be a good guest. To talk
Jasmine's
about
mom, please let us know. Would you want to be a guest on the Ginger and Jazz?
What does it take?
What does it take? How much money do you need? How much money do we need for the Jasmine's mom feature? On the podcast.
How many likes?
Yeah.
How many subscribers?
But yes, Very good episode. I'd say, you know, just hit us up. Follow us, please. We need all the followers we can get, you know.
Don't be desperate.
I saw for like monetization, we need like 50 listeners or something something like that.
That's not bad.
I feel like it's doable.
Yeah.
I think honestly, YouTube as well. Once our YouTube gets posted, mm-hmm. that's going to be a good way for monetization as well.
I guess I don't really care. I think this is just like a fun
I'm in this
way
for the money.
All right. I'm a new host, guys.
I'm in this for the publicity and like, you know, getting her and getting my voice out there. Jasmine's in here. She just likes talking. She just likes.
I do. We were talking about how we're the professional yappers.
What podcast isn't about yapping, though? I feel like that's
true. That's why this is going to be so great.
Yes, this is like this. I'm honestly, I joke and say this is like for money and stuff, but mm-hmm. I feel like this is honestly like therapeutic.
I agree.
Like getting my voice, letting all my thoughts be executed out there. Mm-hmm. And it's very nice.
And this is what you want to do professionally.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And try not to get canceled. My biggest fear.
It would be so difficult to cancel you.
Fear number one, getting bald one day. Fear number two, being canceled.
Noah has so much hair. I don't think it's possible for him to go bald.
It runs in my family. Shout out to my dad if you're listening to this.
Shout out to bald dad. Shout out to all bald dads.
Shout out to all bald dads. Let's give it up. Let's give it up to bald dads.
I love dad lore.
Yes. Let's get a dad on the podcast.
Firefighter with a child? I need to stop.
That is enough. That is enough for episode one. See you guys next week or week two. Anything else you want to say?
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. And see you guys.
Happy spooky season.
Happy spooky season. Let us know. Let us know what you want to dress up as for Halloween. Yeah. Let us know your Halloween plans.
Let us know.
And I love you guys.
Toodles.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. End scene.